Alora. While Center Wellington councillors aren't concerned about the height of a future apartment building, some share residences worries that it may clash with the atmosphere of the downtown core. During a regular council meeting Monday afternoon, councillors unanimously approved a rezoning application that would allow for a four-story mixed-use apartment building at 175 to 183 Geddes Street. Current zoning doesn't allow a mixed-use building to be built above three stories in downtown Alora. It should be noted that this is the area that is intended to accommodate the most intensive development within the urban centers, said Mariana Iglesias, manager of planning services, during the meeting. County policies encourage and anticipate added housing above commercial uses, particularly along these major roadways. Any potential impacts can be mitigated through careful design and conditions at the site plan stage. The proposal calls for 19 rental units with a mix of 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartments. This is part of a larger development with a 3-story, 12-unit building already approved on Moyer Street around the corner. Combined, this development has 31 parking spaces. I have no concerns as of right now with the 4 stories, said Cown. Jennifer Adams. I think when we get into the site plan process there in terms of compatibility and parking, I definitely think those are going to be the big issues. The Alora building would be incorporated into the existing Conan block with the demolition of the Alora Cafe and Kitra's Art Glass building. According to Iglesias, part of the agreement is that Alora developer and building owner Dave Gillis has agreed to invest in preserving and maintaining the two neighboring heritage properties. For me, where I find some peace as a councillor is to say that I am now confident that you and the other members of staff are doing the work so that I can say yes to a 4-story, said Cown. Barb Lustgarten-Evoy. Whilst still recognizing that you continue to respect our downtown cores and the heritage pieces within it. During a public meeting in April, residents' main concerns were maintaining downtown heritage spaces and fear of precedent setting in regards to future developments, although Iglesias noted that most also indicated, there is a need for accessible affordable housing. The provincial mandate is clear now that municipalities are to facilitate increasing the supply of housing, particularly rental housing units, said Iglesias on Monday. But also that housing of all types is needed to support basic needs and the economy and local businesses. However, the Heritage Committee has not endorsed the proposal given the lack of immediate policy framework and compatibility with the downtown, after the Heritage Impact Assessment, HIA, determined a potential adverse impact of land disturbances to 187 to 195 Geddes Street due to its close proximity to the site. They also recommended measures to address land disturbance impacts, including completion of a vibration monitoring plan, certification by an engineer that the proposed redevelopment will be constructed so that it will avoid damage to the adjacent building, and lighting and signage that won't detract from the heritage resource. Design details will be discussed further in the future. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.